Yeah, we're delighted to keep a clean sheet. It's a long feeling since we kept a clean sheet in the Premier Division. You know, it's we're going way back to whatever year we went down, 2017, so that's good. I thought we tired in the last 20 minutes, and to be fair to Pats, they came at us in waves, and we were brave and we defended fairly well, to, you know, but that with you. We looked a threat on the counter-attack, the few chances we had with a corner kick with a chance in that, but overall it's a point gained without doubt. Probably, you know, had we conceded early, it could have been much longer, like very similar to our game on Friday. Dundalk had several chances to go ahead, maybe a little bit more clear cut than what Pats had. Had we fallen behind, it could have been a long, long night. I mean, it's something to hold on to. People will fight. That's the nature of people and of men. And it's a good point. But like, you know, while it's two results, there's only 2 points on the table. God knows what we need to try and survive. You know,
is that as good a defensive display as you've seen from your side in quite a while?
To be fair, on Friday night it was, you know, complete backs of the wall stuff. That this is backs of the wall, but not maybe as intense as what it was on Friday. But look, Pats are going to be up there without a doubt. I mean, they'd almost total possession in the last half an hour there, and Harry has them playing, and I think they'll be, the point away from home in Inchicore is a damn good point. Yeah.
In terms of goal chances for your side, there wasn't much there. I mean, pushing forward, were you disappointed you didn't push forward maybe a little bit more?
We were feeding off scraps, yeah. To be fair, we probably had two chances in the second half. One was Sam Todd's header near the end of the game from the corner. The other one was from our point of view, was a great chance that ricocheted. I think it came off the other Webster. I think, you know, they're only half chances if you like, but for us, they're big chances to allow it, you know.
O'Reilly had a big finish to the game, I thought, there. He really Dan? Worked his socks off.
Yeah. Dan's a good lad, yeah. Dan has bought into it, to his credit, and despite the fact of the travelling he has to do, he's a good lad, and I think he's enjoying it, and long may it continue.
Talk to me about the injuries in the squad at the moment, how they're shaping up.
Yeah, with Martin is out, he's had a cartilage operation, and he'll be out for probably the guts of another month. With a couple of lads, the lad that we signed, Harry Ashcroft, is also out with a recurring groin injury that is taking a lot longer to clear up than we thought. They're the long term casualties, to put it that way. The rest, you're kind of the resting people and trying to get them ready for every second game, to put it that way. You know, but look, it's not for the lack of numbers at this stage, others. It might be for the lack of bodies further down the line. But we can't complain yet after three games, you know.